Welcome back to the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, you can do that too. I'm at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, our final portion of the week is always a conversation about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. And from CityView, we get Jeff Pitts and former staffer there, Parker Reed, to join us to talk about music, the arts, special events, sports, all kinds of activities happening in and around the greater Des Moines metro. Stay with us for some fun from CityView. Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Action Coach Monty Wyatt and Live to Lead Des Moines. Leadership training from the likes of John Maxwell, Carly Fiorina, Deborah Cyril, and Daniel Pink. Tickets are available right now at live2leaddesmoines.com. Leadership training for everyone.
Insight on Business the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealestateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, where we kind of flip things around and just have fun, till your daddy takes the T-Bird away. Who sang it? Come on. CityView is with us in studio. Jeff Pitts and Parker Reed. Fun, tell the daddy. No?
Beach Boys?
Yeah! Bing, ding, 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 ding.
Way to go, Jeff.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Parker?
I did not.
All right, there you go.
Wait, how's it go, Michael?
Fun, till your daddy takes the T-Bird away.
Oh.
And we're going to have fun, till your daddy takes the
T-Bird away. Were you a Beach Boy?
Oh, I was a Beach Boy, baby. I love the Beach Boy. You know, little known secret.
Yeah.
I've got dark hair. Well, sort of dark. It's now getting awfully gray. But back in the day when I was 15, 16, I put peroxide in my hair so that it would get blonde.
Really?
Because I was that crazy about the Beach Boys. Bad.
I do love the Beach Boys as well.
Beach Boys, Jan and Dean, all the surf music coming from California. That was so cool.
I like those early songs, but I think I also am a fan of the Pet Sounds.
Oh, the Pet Sounds.
I mean, that's not a secret. Everyone loves that album.
I have a friend here in town who is personal friends with Pet Sounds. Who wrote it? Come on. Brian Wilson.
Really?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
And his name is Keith. Keith Brown owns Crystal Sound Studios. Anyway, so there you go. Just kind of weaving a web of interesting stuff. And Jeff's
That's
going,
right.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys. What's your least favorite Beach Boys song?
In My Room.
That sounds
odd. It's a really slow song.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Did you know they tried to go goth? Yeah.
They what?
Didn't really,
They went goth?
Yes.
No.
Did you hear about the goth record?
I did not.
I just made that up.
Are you pro Kokomo?
I was anti when it came out. Yeah, but now I kind of like it.
I think it's a pretty interesting story about that song, just like how far after their main career came out and how big that song was.
Yeah.
Love that song.
All right. We have just destroyed 2 minutes of time talking about
You're never getting those 2 minutes back.
I know, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry.
Gone.
But you know, somebody is rolling down the highway or sitting there with their headphones on, listening to this on their computer, whatever it happens to be, and they're going on their phone, and they're going, yeah, the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. We have to dig out some Beach Boy music.
Pet Sounds is good.
Ding, ding, ding. Where were we? What were we doing? Oh, yeah, CityView, ladies and gentlemen. They're here talking about stuff to do in the metro this weekend and into next week.
Speaking of music,
yeah.
Friday night at Hoyt Sherman, a night of Chicago jazz featuring Ramsey Lewis and Hampton Calloway. Yes.
Ramsey Lewis is coming to town?
That's right. You know this?
I do, or I didn't know of the event, but I believe I saw Ramsey Lewis at like a jazz convention I went to in high school in Chicago.
Wow.
What do you think, Marl?
Ramsey Lewis is like an icon. Are you kidding? He's the guy. He's the real
guy.
Deal. Yeah. I'm in with the in crowd. That was one of his hit songs.
It's like the Beach Boys ding, for ding, jazz. Ding, ding,
ding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if he would just dye his hair blonde.
Right.
Well, that would look odd on Ramsey. But yeah, that's kind of cool. Hoyt Sherman.
Hoyt Sherman. Friday night, 7:30.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thursday through Saturday.
What?
So, when's this? We are on
this is on Friday.
It's on Friday.
Friday afternoon.
Friday.
Before 5 o'clock, so everybody can get their loving on.
Okay.
Loving of stuff to do.
Well, speaking of comfort.
Yes.
Did I
say the word comfort? I said loving, and so he
Parker,
goes,
why don't you tell me about this next one?
Jeff's throwing this one at me, so here we go. Friday through Saturday, Des Moines Quilt Guild Show.
Ooh.
Check out the Guild's new treasured quilt special exhibit, Shining Stars Through the Ages, and approximately 600 quilts on display from 40 confirmed vendors.
Shining Stars, no matter who you are. I'm just another old song.
I'm singing. You're in a good mood today.
I'm into it, man.
Enjoy.
So quilting, you know, if you went to the Iowa State Fair, they have a whole quilt-a-rama over there in the Varied Industries building.
Do they call it the quilt-a-rama?
No, I call it the quilt-a-rama because, they should. Go ahead, steal it from me.
All right. Now for another type of craft.
Oktoberfest. Des Moines Oktoberfest.
Ding, ding.
In the heart of the historic Court Avenue. It's hosting a craft brew celebration along 4th Street, south of Court Avenue in Des Moines, Iowa, where we are.
Where are we?
That was really clumsily explained.
Yeah, but anyway, everybody knows it's Oktoberfest. It takes place in the East Village.
Why is Oktoberfest in September?
A good question.
Because
next month's October.
That can't be it.
Oh, okay.
I don't really want to try to explain it in case I'm wrong and someone who's
How about this one?
This
How about knows. This one? The beer that you're brewing for the Oktoberfest really gets aged into its right date at the end of September when you go ahead and you tap the golden keg, which leads us on an adventure all throughout the month of October.
Absolutely.
You like that?
Absolutely.
All right, I like it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll be there.
You'll be there?
I will be there.
All right. If you ever seen them tap the golden keg, it's quite a remarkable
experience.
Oh, yeah.
How's it different than tapping a standard?
Because the keg is golden. Come on,
Jeff.
Is that like a golden goose? Does it?
It does not lay an egg.
No eggs. All right, well, how about this? This is a fun one.
All right.
This is my favorite one on the list.
Really?
Yep. The Des Moines area monster spotted again?
What?
What is this? The Van Meter Visitor Festival? Get ready for an afternoon and night filled with tales of the Van Meter Visitor Monster. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
So, there's a folklorist, Chad Lewis, and he's inviting people to come capture this Van Meter beast for yourself at the Van Meter Visitor Festival this weekend, Saturday.
So, people go to Van Meter.
In the 1980s,
okay, thank you.
A man walking his dog about by an abandoned coal mine in Van Meter saw a 5-foot bat fly across the sky.
A 5-foot bat?
Yes.
Hard to miss.
In 2014, a pastor spots a huge bat-like creature over a field in Colfax.
Ooh.
Then in 2015, a new resident to Des Moines area spotted a gigantic bat-like carcass on the side of the road.
A bat-like carcass. So that's why no
evening and he was too scared to stop.
So that's why nobody's seen this guy since like 15 because it's dead.
Maybe it's dead. Or?
Or?
Maybe there's more.
Ooh. This is in Van Meter, ladies and gentlemen.
Bring your net. Bring your binoculars. Or simply sit back and enjoy the presentations from leading experts in the paranoia field at this unique family-friendly night of legends featuring flying monsters, wandering apparitions, sea serpents, and UFOs buzzing the skies.
Oh, yeah. Family-friendly. Kids won't sleep for a week.
Starts at 1 p.m.
Oh, well, it's still light.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to 9 p.m.
Oh, good. After dark. Everything happens in Van Meter after dark.
Nothing good happens after dark in Van Meter.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's why you got to stick around, because that's when something might show up.
That's right.
Feels like there's another tune you should be singing right now. After Midnight?
After Midnight. Yeah. Yeah, that's
there
a good one.
There we go.
Yeah. All right, but it only goes till
it's
9.
It's a whole festival. There's going to be all kinds of like paranormal experts
stuff
there.
Yeah. Scare the hell out of you. All right.
So, all right. Less crazy. Vintage and Maid Fair is this weekend, Saturday
really?
And Sunday.
Antiques, vintage home decor, jewelry, handcrafted goods, outdoor accents, etc. available at the Vintage Maid Fair.
And where is the Vintage Maid Fair?
The Dallas County Fairgrounds in Adel.
Adel.
We're stretching the Central Iowa map this week.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Van Meter.
We got Van Meter. Adel. We got Adel. There's an Ames one coming up. Altoona. Just out of curiosity, Parker, when was the last time you were antiquing?
About a week ago.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah, I went to one of the maybe Brass Armadillo or something. I forget.
See? Did you reel anything in?
I don't think so. I think I just popped in to see if they have a couple of cool spots in the back, but, you know, I'm 22. I don't have too much money to spend.
Your antique budget is
limited, but yeah. I just like looking around, you know? And maybe
very
one
interesting
day,
stuff.
Yeah, maybe one day I will throw down for one of these displays.
Wait, did you go to the Brass Armadillo without me?
Absolutely not.
All right. Antique and Maid Fair.
That's right.
Not to be confused with Antique Maids.
No. I don't even know what that is.
That would be me. Just all finished the laundry, sir.
Now we have another one at Hoyt Sherman Place.
Who? Beyond Ramsey Lewis?
And this is kind of different, too. This is called the Henry Rollins Travel Slideshow Tour. It's a slideshow.
Henry Rollins.
Mm-hmm. Photographer. He's traveled all over the world. And after all these decades, he's accumulated lots of photographs.
Couple pictures.
Of the world.
Got pictures.
He's on tour. He's showing them. There's a story with everyone.
I'm sure.
Yep. So that's kind of neat, kind of different.
Hoyt Sherman.
Hoyt Sherman. Okay. All right, Parker, what's this next one?
You're going to have to tell me. This is at the Come and Go Theater at the Des Moines Social Club.
Yes.
And it's called Fun Home.
Fun Home.
Running from the 28th to October 14th.
Unlike and that's all we know.
That's it?
Jeff put this together.
I see. So, Fun Home.
I thought
it
would be fun to kind of guess. What do you think this is about?
Well, I can suspect that it's, you know.
I'm going to assume it's a stage production.
What does Fun Home mean to you?
Well, when his parents are out of town on an extended vacation. And then it becomes a fun home.
If we're going into October, I think it might be a play on fun. It might be have a sinister underbelly.
Oh.
Ooh.
Kind of like when Parker's parents go out of town.
Sinister
underbelly. Yeah. No, Mom, Dad, no, we don't play that.
Could be like a kid's toy house.
Could be. Fun house.
Could be animal house.
Could be. Huh?
We don't know.
But.
Google it, folks.
Fun home.
Fun home.
All right.
That didn't go as well as I thought it would. But, cross that off the list. All right. Starting Friday. Starting today. Going through the weekend. Put on by the Des Moines Performing Arts and hosted at Cowles Call. At Cowles Con.
Yes.
How do you say it?
Cowles.
Coles.
Coles?
That's
not Cowles?
Right.
Confirmed.
Coles Commons.
And then I can't say this next thing either. What is it?
Let me give it a shot. Luminarium
This is this art
Albezio.
Thing.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. Inflatable walk-in monument from the UK is half the size of a football field.
Yeah.
A phenomenon of light, color, and sound. Supposedly, it evokes a sense of wonder for people of all ages. All three of us could go. We could all...
Wonder.
One
wander and wonder.
Wander and wonder. The luminarium is a dazzling maze of winding paths and cavernous domes I don't know how this is going to fit in Coles Commons. This
yeah, well, very and it's during the day, too.
Yeah.
So
9:30 to 6.
It must be like a tunnel?
Yeah, visitors are invited to wander, lie down, or sit and enjoy the ambience.
Ooh.
Ambience.
So we have some unanswered questions about
this. Yeah, we
do. One.
Fun homes and luminariums. And
I'm looking at the blurb. Person, it supposedly evokes a sense of wonder. Okay. Are you leery of the...
You know, I think that was the wrong word choice. They put it in their on their website, so I'm going to believe them that you will be evoked if
evoked?
You go.
All right.
When was the last time either of you had wonder evoked?
Last weekend.
Yes?
Yes?
What happened?
I went camping.
Yes?
Yes, in Lanesboro, Minnesota.
How was that?
It evoked a sense of wonder.
I'm gonna say it was 2 weekends ago when I was in L.A., as mentioned, and I saw a street fight walking out of a store, and I was very curious then.
Yeah.
Who won?
I did not see the end of it. It had been going on for a while.
Is that because your head hit the ground?
Is that like, were there more than two combatants?
No, there were two combatants.
Oh, two combatants.
They both just had a really good, two female combatants both had a really good grip of each other's hair.
Oh, yeah. Love it when the girls fight.
Were they saying anything to each other?
Mostly like,
yeah,
get off me. Yeah.
Yeah, those words. Words we cannot say here.
That sounds terrible. Well, I witnessed a baby being born, and that was wonder evoking.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
We're done.
All right, next week, Thursday, Taste of Altoona. Either of you guys ever been to this?
Absolutely not.
Nope.
That sounded aggressive. I didn't mean it to be.
No, but, you know.
I have not.
No.
It's a good event in Altoona. It's put on by the chamber there, and.
Well, there you go.
It seemed like hundreds of vendors. I'm not sure how many they say here. 70 booth vendors. All with food, handing out a little taste of
Altoona.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Facebook
Good
cookies.
Food. Facebook cookies.
Well,
what'd you say?
You know, Altoona's data farm is.
Oh,
in,
like, yeah,
is,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I see you working. Nice. Okay, this next one, isn't this up your alley, Parker?
Healthiest state walk.
What
is this? Iowa Healthiest State Initiative is encouraging all Iowans to get out and walk more. You guys like walking? You ever walk Yofi?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We take Yofi and Oscar for walks often.
Get your walk on, as strolling is on the docket in all 99 Iowa counties. So this is a statewide event, Jeff?
Yes, it's a statewide event. And if you want to get your walk on in walk on, you can do that.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's starting Wednesday, but it's going all throughout the month.
Walk on by.
So get your walk on, Iowa. If you're not from Iowa... Walking is also good for you.
Walking's good. I like to walk.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. All right. Next week also, Thursday at the Iowa State Center, The Illusionists.
The Illusionists. Is this a movie?
This is a play.
Oh, play.
Stevens Auditorium.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
And also Thursday, Sammy Miller and the Congregation at the Temple Theater. 7:30. Sam Miller's become known for his unique maturity and relentless focus on making music that feels good as a drummer, singer, and bandleader. You ever heard of this, Parker?
I have not.
You ever been to the Temple Theater?
I have not, actually.
It's a cool place.
Yep. It's a smaller venue. What do you say, like 130 seats?
Oh, no. Oh, in the theater part?
Yeah.
It's relatively small.
Yep.
The downstairs main hall is pretty large.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh,
the theaters. So they may have this in the main part, and if it is, then it's going to hold a lot more folk.
Joyful jazz.
Joyful jazz. Huh? Yep. I like it.
Yeah. And then, that's it.
I'm in with the in crowd.
Cool.
All right.
What do you think? What's the best one?
I have to tell you, I think...
I think you should have to render a decision from
fun
now
Fun Home. Because we know nothing about it. Although the monster thing in Van Meter is pretty cool.
Monster one almost has me convinced.
That there is such?
Like, maybe I'll dig out my net. I haven't gotten my net out in weeks.
Oh.
What would you do if you did catch a bat?
What if you did catch a 5-foot bat?
That would be terrible.
It would have to be a pretty big net.
You know, I woke up once in the middle of the night and a bat had just touched my cheek.
Really?
Very scary.
Yeah?
Yes. I ran into the bathroom and hid.
It's a bat. And,
yeah. Well, it's it's a bat.
So you keep a net by your bed now?
Yeah, he covers it over. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Anyway, I spent the next 4 hours looking for that bat because you need to find it, apparently, and you can't kill it. It's against the law to kill him.
Really?
Yeah. Even in your own house.
So whoever killed that bat that the guy saw on the side of the road is going to jail.
Yes.
That bat-like creature.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they... That's
lock
why
him up.
You bring your net, not your weapons. Right. You know?
Keep the .45
You're
at
there
home.
To preserve, not to...
All right, guys. That's a wrap on what's going on in the Metro with our friends CityView. And, of course, is Jeff Pitts and Parker Reed. Good to have you back, Parker.
Well, very good, Parker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Always thank good. You, yes. All right. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby is the sales and marketing guy. Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business News Hour. Music you're hearing right now, that was created by James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all of us, for Jeff and for Parker and for all of our guests and the entire week that we've just been through, yay! Watch for us the Week in Review on News Talk 1540 KXEL, 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Sunday.
All right, for all of us, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.